Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of May 2019. Rajasthan High Court has sent fresh notices to Saif Ali Khan, Sonali Bindre, Neelam, Tabu and Dushyant Singh on a plea filed by the government against their acquittal by a CJM court. The hearing will take place after 8 weeks. Madras High Court has granted anticipatory bail to actor-turned-politician Kamal Hassan over his Free India's First Extremist was a Hindu remark made during an election meeting in the Eravkurichi Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that the demise of the mother cannot be said to be a reason for condoning the delay of 259 days in filing an appeal since the assessee was carrying on business these days. Bombay High Court, while noting that several districts in Maharashtra were facing a drought-like situation, expressed dissatisfaction over the state government's delay in listing out measures to tackle the water crisis. Supreme Court, while upholding a view of full bench of national consumer disputes redress sal forum in Ambrish Kumar Shukla and others versus Ferris Infrastructure Private Limited, held that oneness of the interest is akin to a common grievance against the same person. Supreme Court has held that a tribunal's order declaring a person as an illegal foreigner would be binding and prevail over the government decision to exclude or include the name from the National Register of Citizens in Assam. In a relief to 20 trainee IAS and IPS officers who had challenged the center's cadre allocation process for the 2018 batch, the Supreme Court has said that they will be accommodated by increasing of one post in the state cadres of their preference this year. Supreme Court has observed that insofar as the state of Punjab is concerned, a second appeal does not require formulation of a substantial question of law since the Punjab Act would be applicable for the state. Delhi High Court has observed that there cannot be any monopoly over the terms, that is Chur Chur Naan and Amritsari Chur Chur Naan, as they are completely generic. Orissa High Court has directed the Union of India to provide 2,000 trees for plantation in the Cuttack Development Authority area while allowing restoration of a case that had been dismissed for non-appearance of the council, as well as condoning of delay in filing miscellaneous applications against the court's order within the prescribed period. Bombay High Court has observed that the seat of the tribunal would decide the jurisdiction of the court to which the appeal would lie under the Income Tax Act, 1961. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has ordered YouTube, Facebook and Twitter to remove all posts from their platforms which disclosed the identity of a 3-year-old victim of rape in Bandipora district of the state. Delhi High Court has set aside a petition move by India-based messaging platform ShareChat against Indian content-based app Hello, in which the former alleged that the latter was copying its design, infringing its copyright and indulging in unfair competition. Madras High Court has recommended that the state government consider laying underground cables for transmitting high-tension power so that the possible effect of high-voltage causing cancer be neutralized. Delhi High Court has directed a lower court to ensure that the trial of a 9-year-old murder case, which saw a Delhi University student being killed, is not unnecessarily delayed. 5 men are still facing trial in the case, though the charge sheet was filed 8 years ago. Madras High Court has directed schools not to insist upon parents to buy accessories other than textbooks. Central Information Commission has held that names of Rajya Sabha members who moved an impeachment motion against a High Court judge and those who withdrew it cannot be disclosed, as it would be a breach of parliamentary privilege. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Chennai, has held that the assessing officer was rightly disallowed deduction claims since there involved sham transaction under the garb of donation. The Kerala State Authority for Advance Rulings, AAR, has observed that the diagnostic centres, being part of healthcare services, need not be registered under the Goods and Services Tax. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has annulled voting by the Committee of Creditors of Jaypee Infratech Limited on a bid submitted by NBCC, India, Limited for the debt-laden real estate company. An International Chamber of Commerce Arbitral Tribunal has ordered continuance of an arbitration case initiated by Punjloid against a state-owned Libyan oil company, which sought to stall the proceeding citing the moratorium ground of bankruptcy law in India. Debt Recovery Tribunal, Delhi has asked Connaught Plaza Restaurants Managing Director Vikram Bakshi and McDonald's India to appear before it and deposit the proceeds of their proposed settlement. National Green Tribunal has instructed all states and union territories to follow Haryana's example and create detailed inventories of water bodies not already protected by any law, review their existing framework for restoration, and submit action plans to the Central Pollution Control Board within 3 months.